If I could welcome everybody to the cabinet meeting on the 4th of May and welcome to outside attendees. Are we happy to approve the minutes of the meeting on the 8th of April? Thank you. I don't think we have any apologies. There are no councillors' questions. And we just have one proposal starting on page 3. Councillor Pert, would you like to introduce that item?
Thank you, Leader. Let me just start off by saying that we are now into our 14th month of remote meetings and virtual get-togethers, and I believe that this evening will be our last, and I look forward to seeing colleagues around the Cabinet table again face-to-face. I know it's been a tough time for many of us economically and from a health perspective, but as the economy starts opening back up again, I welcome the opportunities that that brings. So this evening, I'd like just to introduce the amendments to the private rented sector access and for the Borough Council's housing team to access the housing needs for the residents for the long term. We need for the housing market to work properly. That's both the social landlord sector as well as the private rented sector. Now, sometimes the private rented sector does not work as well as it could, which adds to our costs as a council and means that a smaller number of homes are available to our residents as could have been the case. So by making the changes proposed within this report to the existing private sector access policy, we are hoping to secure greater access to the private rented sector and lower temporary accommodation costs, which will no doubt please the Cabinet Member for Finance. This policy change seeks to do exactly that. In my view, it is welcomed and timely because in the post-COVID world, we are expecting a greater demand on the Borough Council's housing services. And so actually opening up a greater supply will be useful. The scheme aims to assist people in housing need and on low incomes and households facing homelessness to secure the accommodation that they need within the private rented sector. Therefore, I am delighted to propose the changes as laid out in the report and happy to take any questions, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Pert, for that very well presented report. Thank you. Well, we'll see that the proposals are set out at 2.1 and 2.2. Councillor Smith, you would like to come in? You're on mute, Councillor Smith.
Can't unmute in that particular place. Right, thank you. I thought this was an excellent report. It addresses the needs of the vulnerable, and it also addresses the needs of the landlords. And it's a very well written report, and I'd like to congratulate Mr. Newton. It's one of the best reports I've read.
Thank you. I'm assuming that in the absence of any other comment, we're happy to endorse the proposals.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Pert. So with that, that brings to a close the items of business on tonight's Cabinet agenda. Thank you for those members of the public and other councillors attending. And the rest of us will reconvene via a different medium. So good evening. Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you.